This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, America. How are you?
And now, from the studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense, the only show dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. America, class is now in session. Right here, right now. Let's welcome this week's host.
Good morning, everybody. Hope your Sunday's looking good. I'm Leo Honeycutt in, and we are having a great time today. Have talked about so many things, and mostly the Bill O'Reilly step down, what actually constitutes sexual harassment. We're talking about that this hour. Are you in trouble, or have you been sexually harassed? We are talking about sometimes the credibility of many of the new anchors. We call them news anchors when maybe they're just opinionated people who happen to have a television camera. I actually come from an era in television news where you were required to be unbiased, even though many people think that you still are. But you were required to get both sides of a story, and it had to be balanced. I do remember that Walter Cronkite from CBS News, Uncle Walter we used to call him, would only hire people onto their staff at CBS News who had had print journalism as a background. And Walter Cronkite was very demonstratively middle of the road and demanded balance from both the left and the right in all of the stories. Of course, he left in 1981, and it seems like that we haven't had another Uncle Walter since then. And now with the Bill O'Reilly thing, it's just sort of... he's not the only one, but it's just sort of kind of come to this this craziness in the country with regard to who do you believe and who do you not believe. Walter Cronkite at one point was the most trusted man in America, won the Gallup poll several years in a row back during the 60s and 70s, and at one point was actually considered for public office. And a reporter asked him one time, you, with your status, you could become president of the United States. Why don't you run for the presidency? And Walter Cronkite's response was, because then I wouldn't be the most trusted man in America. And so he very smartly dodged that. Now, what does this mean for us as viewers and for consumers of news? Earl Casey joins us. He helped build CNN with Ted Turner over about a 35-year period, has recently retired, and he has opinions of these kind of things, and he can now air them. But he also has been in the trenches for the better part of 40, 45 years, and we've both seen all this evolve over time. So good morning, Earl Casey.
Good morning, Leo Honeycutt.
It's very good to hear your voice. And we are at a time in America where we have a plethora, almost an unlimited amount of television channels, radio shows. We have more places for people to talk and yak on than Carter's Got Liver Pills. And you just, after a while, you realize that it all comes together as noise. How in the world do you think we're supposed to separate out what is real news and what is fake news? Because I know you spent your entire life trying to do that.
Wow. It is a cacophony of noise, isn't it, Leo? And I think that's probably the challenge that most of us have. I think if you snapshot America right now, you find that a lot of people have trust and comfort in news which reinforces what they already believe. I think Cronkite came from a time period where people really relied upon information that came to them from for the first time. I mean, we didn't have cell phones in our pockets telling us the news. Right now, we're all real smart because all we have to do is dive into our phone and it'll tell us the latest. Now, what are we reading or what are we listening to or who are we watching to determine whether or not that information that is the latest is actually the most fair, balanced, considered, and fact-checked information, or how much of it actually generates an audience that maybe the audience is the measure of the success rather than the success of the product itself.
Okay, so I'm assuming what you're saying is the measure of success are the ratings as opposed to the information.
It's ratings and it's money. All news is coming to us from a variety of sources, be it the internet or television or cable TV, but they are all competing in a rapidly evolving economic and technologically changing system right now. You think your life is going too fast and you want to say, whoa, slow down, hang on to the news media. So a lot of them are actually struggling for financial survival. And if they have financial survival, or even in terms of the large mega news organizations or broadcasting organizations in the United States, they're trying to hang on to the money that comes with that, because chances are they're owned by a really big company, and that really big company wants to make money, and they want to dominate their field. So a lot of what is shaped is who's paying attention, who's listening to me, are they buying my sponsor's products, am I going to make a buck off of it, is my company going to make a buck off of it? Now, that's hard, cold, it's mean to say, but unfortunately that's part of the amalgam we're living in right now.
Okay, so that means we really do have to take everything not with a grain of salt, but a truckload of salt. Now, I know that for many, many, many years, CNN was only living on the fumes that could be generated by Ted Turner. I know that, you know, that network lost a lot of money in the early years, as all networks do. So I suppose that if Ted Turner had not had the power of credit, that CNN likely could have gone under.
Many times.
And you were there.
As a survivor of those days, I can tell you, yes, there were certain opportunities to go up in flames. But fortunately, Ted was able to make decisions which defeated some rather large Goliaths along the way. And he did that through instinct and chutzpah and really believing in the product and the baby that he had created. So that goes back a ways, but yeah, that's some history.
Okay, and then, of course, now we have Fox Network, which is doing incredibly well as well, and they're not doing as well as they have been in the past, because just a Wednesday they essentially fired Bill O'Reilly. You know, O'Reilly was one of these people that took a side, and he took an opinion, and which was sort of an anathema to me. There were some things I agreed with him on, a lot of things I didn't. I didn't like his bombastic nature, for one thing, but then there's a lot of people who like that. I do remember that you, as my first news director, told me once, and I had other news directors that told me the same thing, if we get calls from Republicans and we get calls from Democrats, then you've done a good job.
Yeah, and we got them. We got them going back. I was doing some just refresher work on Cronkite and his career, and we think about, you know, most respected man. I recall when under the Nixon administration, Vice President Agnew was set loose upon the media and essentially demonized the most trusted man in America and others of his ilk as nattering nabobs of negativism.
Yeah,
we went through
that.
Some really, you know, the criticism of the news media is not new.
Right, right. And then Agnew eventually resigned.
Yeah, he did. It was a pretty deep scandal for somebody to make it that long in politics and have that much of a checkered history. God bless his soul.
Yep.
We also have to keep in mind that Bill O'Reilly wasn't a newsman. I mean, he may have been at some point in his history, but he was not even, he was beyond a commentator. He was somebody that tried to be a precisionist in terms of language, but at the same time use that language to sometimes make his point without factual certification. We'll put it that way.
Well, yeah, that's a very, very good way of putting he didn't really have his facts straight. All right, well, Earl Casey, sit tight, because we're going to come back and talk more about what is the future of news, as well as what actually constitutes sexual harassment and Should you be wary of that? Right after this.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Join the club. That's the Cajun Mike Cooking Club for only $9.95 per month. You'll learn how to cook Cajun. Just think, iconic, authentic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and red beans and rice from a real New Orleans Cajun. Cajun Mike will also reveal other secret family recipes that up until now have never been revealed to the public. As a VIP member, you'll receive a couple of authentic Cajun and Creole recipes a month, a step-by-step instruction video, access to our weekly conference calls where you can ask Cajun Mike any question or comment about the recipe. Did I also mention about our product discounts? That's only available to our VIP members. So what are you waiting for? To become a Cajun Mike Cooking Club member, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. Or call Cajun Mike at 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. 855-785-0222. Cookingwithcajun.com. Cajun, right at your doorstep.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Welcome back on this Sunday. Your weekend, we hope, is wrapping up and shaping up to be really nice. A week after Easter now, and we hope that it is a rebirth for, in your life, and we hope that you pursue in the year 2017 exactly what it is that you want to do with your life, and we'll say, I will not accept what's gone on in the past. I'm going to be a new person. Now, boy, if that's not motivational speak, and I'm not trying to be Zig Ziglar or anything, but it is true out there, and we see the continued change in this culture, in this country, and a continuing polarization that Earl Casey and I have talked about for a couple of years now here. And now we have the downfall at Fox News of Bill O'Reilly based on five accusations of sexual harassment, for which Fox News paid out $13 million. Now, this is after they paid out another $25 million in the cases of Roger Ailes, who also was at Fox. And you'll notice that Greta Van Susteren and other people had left the Fox network, probably because of the climate that was inside that news organization, which we're now hearing more and more about. So what's the deal with this? And should we really take apart with a fine-tooth comb the people that we've been listening to help us form our opinions about what's good and what's not in the United States? Earl, so we have to understand that people are human no matter who they are, even if they consider themselves with egos that are as big as Texas. So in the case with Bill O'Reilly, do you think we invested in him too much power to form those opinions?
Well, let's state a couple of things up front. We mentioned before the commercial break that he has not really a representative of journalism in the United States, but was running an entertainment program. He's not alone in that regard. He's finding a built-in audience that wants to stay with him. He was the most popular figure on cable news and had been for years and years and years. So people wanted to listen to him. Was he reinforcing opinions that they already had and he was comfortable? I mean, you come on at that time of night or in the evening on the West Coast. You know, is that a comfortable feel for people? Did we put too much power into him? I don't think this is a journalistic conundrum. I don't even know whether it's financial. I mean, the Murdochs and the Murdoch children essentially say, you know, we can't have this type of imprimatur on our company. We can't lose these advertisers. We can't face these body blows. We can't have our crown jewel Fox News, which contributes about 25% of the 21st century Fox profits. We can't have that crown jewel tarnished. Where's our human resources department? How do we clean this place up? How do we make it where it is not internally? This was no surprise to Fox News, these settlements, this background. It was a surprise to the American public until the New York Times documented it well enough to go with a story on April 1st. What's today, Leo? This is the 23rd.
23rd,
yep. Days have passed since the American public found out about it, and the most significant personage in Fox News and in the cable news industry is gone at least from Fox News. He still has a voice. He still writes books. He still has tremendously well-received books. He is not going to disappear from the planet. He has disappeared from his current employer.
Well, and with $25 million, which would be hitting the lottery for most of us, the vast majority of us. So he's not hurting financially, but he is the kind of ego that's going to want to find some niche to get back in. And there will be somebody out there. I don't know if it would be CNN or who it would be, but somebody's going to pick him up.
Well, I would not think that CNN would pick him up. I don't think he would go to CNN.
No.
He wouldn't. CNN wouldn't pick him up because of his points of view. They wouldn't pick him up because of this track record over sexual harassment. I mean, he would be I would think a person like him would be a potential liability to any future employer. It would be hard for an employer to pick him up, whether they would.
Well, don't you think in like 6 or 8 months?
Appear on their air? Sure, he would, because he's still a newsmaker in the United States.
But in 6 or 8, 10 months, don't you think he could probably come back and almost everybody, not everybody, but a few people would have forgotten all about all the problems with these sexual harassment suits?
No, not a bit. No, I don't think they would. I mean, man's 72 years old. He's worth tens of millions of dollars. He can do anything he wants to. Why does he want to put his foot back into the buzzsaw? You know, what the heck? You know, he's older than I am, and that's old, Leo, you know.
Okay, well, all right. So, but from our standpoint, let's look at the overall, the bigger picture here. The Bill O'Reillys and the Rush Limbaughs of the world, and we have my previous guest to talk about how the vast majority are conservative talk shows. We have very few liberal talk shows because Middle America apparently is the only audience that these talk shows have, so they're going to skew conservative. But at the end of the day, there's been so much put out there, there's been so much noise, as we were talking previously, that we have further polarized the country and have allowed many things that have been said to be taken personally by our congressmen and senators on Capitol Hill to the point now to where Republicans and Democrats can't even be seen in the same room with each other without being excoriated by one side or the other, by their own party. Don't you think this sort of goes in tandem with opinions that Americans have at large, and has further, I'm not going to say destabilized, but has paralyzed us as a democracy?
Yeah, I do. I mean, if you're going to let me as a former newsman express an opinion, yeah, I absolutely do. You know, even when you and I worked together back in another era, I think, and during my career, I always thought that the best way to be a journalist in the United States was have a news organization that best represented the complexion of the United States itself. So some of the information we're going to get, I think people that want to trust that need to identify with the people that they're getting it from, whether they be in print or in broadcast. Increasingly it is in broadcast. Well, in doing some research on this morning, I came across an interesting article by Neil Gabler, who's a journalist who wrote for BillMoyers.com, and he'd studied the complexion of the journalistic community in the United States. 40,000 journalists in America. Wow! Leo, did you know that? There were. And about one out of every four live in New York, Los Angeles, or Washington, D.C., and they are writing for a country that is increasingly younger, darker, and half female. It's being reported on by a press corps that is older, whiter, and male. The average journalist in the United States is a 47-year-old white male.
Wow. Well, how about that? I'm not even in that profile anymore. Earl, sit tight. We're going to be talking with Ann Wilder. We're going to bring her in here. We're talking about what will constitute in the workplace sexual harassment, and how does it actually play out on the air right after this.
To Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun Contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun Contractor Michael King is a qualified, license-tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun Contractor Michael King today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it.
Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Welcome back, everybody. Hope the Sunday's looking really good out there. We're talking about some pretty heavy subjects today with the exit of Bill O'Reilly. It looks like that for 5 sexual harassment claims against him, all of which sort of came together, but they were from over about a 20-year period. Now, this comes at the Fox Network after the head of Roger Ailes, is also slapped with sexual harassment suits, and he's fired from there. Of course, he's sent packing with $40 million, and then Bill O'Reilly is left with a $25 million payout. But one of the, it was in the Washington Post, as a matter of fact, has just sort of come out, one of the 5, and said that Bill O'Reilly, she was an African-American producer, and she said that Bill O'Reilly ogled her at the workplace and suggestively called her hot chocolate. Now, and got about a $3 million payout. But nevertheless, what actually constitutes sexual harassment? I got a story on this myself. I was working at a station once, I won't say where it was, that had a lady general manager. And I was in the middle of a meeting one day, and she comes in and kisses me square on the mouth. Unprovoked, unwanted, and leaves the room. And she proceeded later on to grab my butt and give me these long hugs and pecks on the cheek. And, of course, I was much younger and, I guess, better looking back then. But nevertheless, these were not wanted advances. I never said a word. And it's because I wanted to keep my job because I had a wife and two kids at home. So you see, this isn't always like the man being in the wrong position. I experienced that myself. So in Bill O'Reilly's case, he had quite a temper tantrum a number of times that was recorded on the air. So this was a person who was troubled. And I just wonder, Earl Casey back in here, retired from CNN, you led many, many different crews, and you had many, many ladies who worked with you. How did you keep it on an even keel? Because almost every newsroom I ever worked in, there were sexual jokes, there were innuendos, there was always some rolling dialogue that was just supposed to be meant for fun. But now I can see these days you could be sued for it.
Yeah, probably could have been sued for it back then, too, but it didn't happen, did it? I think both of us have been around newsrooms long enough. We've seen lots of situations arise. Fortunately, I worked at CNN for a number of years where Ted Turner hired husband-wife teams because they were cheaper that way. They come as a package. So you had a minimization of that, but... Sometimes the on-air talent could get a little bit frisky. Let me leave you this one quote, though, that I found in reading up this morning a little bit on this. Wendy Walsh, who's one of the those who's made accusations about O'Reilly, talks about what has happened is that there are, quote, old guys using mating strategies acceptable in the 1950s and not acceptable now. And that, I think, probably strikes it. Yeah, maybe it did happen sometime in the past decades to all of us, back in the era when dinosaurs roamed the earth. But, I mean, this is 2017, and Wendy's saying, you know, this is a new world, has been a new world, and should not have been acceptable all along. I do find, and this may be something Ann Wilder can enlighten us on, because I'm real interested in this, the New York Times quote of O'Reilly at the time had said that in more than 20 years at Fox, no one has ever filed a complaint about me with the Human Resources Department or with the anonymous hotlines. Now, I find that troubling. I find that interesting, and I wonder whether the company itself is trying to get themselves dug out of a hole here because maybe they didn't have the most effective outreaches to help and encourage people of both sexes to come to them if they had problems of any sort within the workplace, but especially including sexual harassment.
Well, I think we've all either witnessed it or been a part of or been a victim of it, I guess. And since you did introduce her, Ann Wilder, who's our behavioral and addiction specialist, rejoins us now. We always have these spirited discussions, but usually they're about relationships, Ann. But what about the work relationship? And what Earl just brings up is a very valid point, obviously. How would you respond to that?
Well, he's right. One of the reasons this continues to be an issue is because it's a terrifying situation and people don't report it to human resources. They don't call the hotline. People do need to report it and they do need to stand up for themselves.
But if you're afraid of losing your job, are you really going to do that?
Well, that's the age-old question that for decades we've all had to fight. So when we report it, I hope we empower people today to report it. And when you report it, it's important to do it correctly. Have facts. You know, as we all went to journalism school, and we need to know who, what, when, where, and the how of everything. And if I walk into my human resources department, I'm not saying they're going to listen, but I'm going to present my case in a logical manner. And if I can say that over the last 6 weeks that Sammy Slushpump has stopped me in the hall every morning and said something about what I looked like or what I wore, if he came to my office uninvited, if he kissed me on the mouth, oh my goodness, if all these things happen and I have it documented in a journal and I go to my HR department, remember, we passed a law federally back in 1964 that makes all of this illegal, so you have state and federal laws supporting you. If your HR department will not listen, then you can can go to a federal, you go to the Labor Department, you go to EEOC, you can continue to take it up. Are you willing to lose your job for this? Most people are not. Most people are going to blow it off. But if it causes you mental, emotional harm, you really need to stand up for this and report it and do it right.
But you just need to be sure that you you document these kind of these things before you make the allegation, because I can see now where a lot of employers and managers would say almost anything I say could be taken out of context and could and somebody could sue me for it.
Well, and I we probably all have examples of where we worked with someone who was that hostile, who was that kind of personality that they overheard something in the hallway and then they would, you know, that's bullying. It's not appropriate in the workplace. It's not appropriate at school. However, it doesn't break the federal law. Harassment breaks the federal law. And if you believe that your job, it moves from bullying to harassment when you believe your job is impacted, when you don't get the performance of review you were expecting, you don't get a promotion you were expecting, when your job is in jeopardy, that's when we move into the federal law. And we cannot allow that to happen.
Okay, Earl, did you ever see this happen in your 35 years at CNN? Were there cases or situations that came up like this?
Wow.
or can you comment on it?
No, seriously, at CNN, I don't recall. I'm sure there were. I don't recall any that came to my attention at CNN. There were some.
Well, it certainly didn't bring anybody down there like it did at Fox.
Things that weren't sexual harassment that also kind of dealt with the attitudes of people towards women or minorities. But I don't recall those. No.
Well, certainly nothing that brought down CNN like it has Fox now in the last week.
No, nothing like that. And you know, I think Fox is having to deal with the potential for having a defined hostile workplace, and they've also got this federal probe that's saying, look, if Fox knew this, they had a legal requirement to tell their shareholders and you know, their investors. And if they didn't do that, if they knew about all this, these tens of millions of dollars, and it doesn't show up on a spreadsheet somewhere, that's a problem, and we as the feds have a problem with that. That's still an ongoing investigation.
Well, you're right about that. CNBC tackled that early on, so I saw that this last week. We're going to have more of this discussion about what constitutes sexual harassment after this.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Good Sunday morning, everybody. As we wrap up the show here in the next 10 or 15 minutes, we have Earl Casey joining us, retired from CNN, journalist par excellence, and we have Ann Wilder in here this morning. Of course, we've been talking this whole last hour about the sexual harassment suits that brought down Bill O'Reilly. And are you in danger at your own office? Have you been a victim, or have you victimized other people by just what you said? Anna, let's pick back up a little bit with what we were talking about earlier. So what in what context, because I can almost see where some managers would say, well, I just can't say anything at all to my female employees.
Well, it's and I know people can take it to that extreme, and I certainly understand that you may have an employee in your work group who is more offended about something than another comment. But overall, general opinions, if you're talking about football and can somebody hold on to the ball or is a quarterback good or not good, those are work conversations. Mm-hmm. There's nothing implied. You may not like that football team, but you're not going to get into trouble. Somebody can complain about you or sue you no matter what, but they won't win that case based on general work conversation. Mm-hmm. If it's directed at a person, and even if it's, let's say it's directed at you and I'm witnessing it, I can still file that claim because I'm a victim of it. If what's happening to you is intimidating or uncomfortable for me or a hostile work environment for me, I can still file that claim. And all employers are still obligated and responsible for the behavior of their management staff. So it's just really important to remember that general conversation is not going to get us into trouble. It is when we look at a pattern, when we look at someone using it to get something else. It can go the other way for men or women who are particularly flirtatious with a boss and a little coy and a little extra. That boss needs to certainly watch their step because mm-hmm. they could then become the victim. If they succumb to the temptation, they could then become the victim. So we all need to use our our good skills mm-hmm. when we're at work. And remember, you're in a professional environment.
And you better keep it professional.
You better keep it professional.
Right.
That's
now,
exactly right.
And it's interesting you would bring this up because Mike Pence, the Vice President of the United States, has been called on the carpet by some groups because he abides by the Billy Graham rule. And Billy Graham had a longstanding rule that he would never be in an office or in a building, or well, not a building, but he would never be in a room alone with a woman because they could say something or it would bring down a whole ministry. Well, Mike Pence ascribes to that same rule, but yet he's being shellacked for it. I can't believe the USA Today actually put this in, but I think if this was in just a couple of weeks ago, Mike Pence's Billy Graham rule, they put in people who were tweeted about it, and they said it shows that he has no self-control. Maybe if he's not going to eat or drink alone with a woman other than his wife, that he must be a bad drunk. I mean, you know, that's just nuts.
Well, and it is not, it's not necessary to ridicule the man for making a decision. If you're working at a corporate environment and you are about to have a difficult conversation with an employee, your human resources department says have a witness. If, you know, I think it's unfortunate that if he's seen alone with a woman, there's going to be innuendos that he's being inappropriate. And if he tells people his opinion, well, you know, I'm just not going to set myself up for that.
That's right.
And people harass him anyway.
Right.
You know, you've heard me say before, opinions are the lowest form of human communication. You can have it with no recourse. You can have it with no education. You can have it with no interest in the well-being of society as a whole. And that's just how some people do. I think that we each have to make that decision of where do we feel comfortable and can we get ourselves out of it pretty quickly.
Well, Earl Casey, you just heard Ann Wilder say that opinions are the lowest form of communication. but here you've got Bill O'Reilly, who was bringing more than $50 million to the Fox network by having an opinion, as has Rush Limbaugh and other people who have had opinions down through the last 15 or 20 years. So there is money tied to these opinions.
Oh, yeah. But I think O'Reilly's show in 2015 brought $178 million in revenue into the company there.
I was
thinking about Vice President Pence. What happens when he has to have a private sit-down with the Prime Minister of Germany, Chancellor of Germany, or of the U.K.? I mean, what do you do there when the world leader is a woman? And is he doing this out of legal reasons or because he has some privately held religious tenets that he's honoring? Did the articles you read elucidate on that?
It just said that he abided by the Billy Graham rule, which is an overall rule that we all kind of know that Billy Graham, one way that he preserved his credibility and did not fall like so many other televangelists did is because he stuck by a rule where he would not talk to another woman without somebody present in the room. And so Mike Pence, who also has a lot on the line, obviously so, because now he is Vice President of the United States, has decided that he's going to abide by that same rule to keep any, to keep the image down that there possibly could be anybody who would come along later and say, well, he said something inappropriate to me.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Also, stay out of Baton Rouge motel rooms, right?
Okay. I don't quite. Reference there? Okay. Well, actually, there was a few hotel rooms in New Orleans, I believe, that were used in the downfall of a televangelist.
I see. But, my geography wrong in many respects. Okay.
Right. Well, no, you have it half right. He was from Baton Rouge and went to New Orleans, so you're on track. You're on track.
All right. Well, but anyway, to get back to the greater point about this, it just seems like I would see where a lot of companies today, right now, this week, would be bringing back in their workforce leadership and saying, okay, let's cover these points again about what constitutes sexual harassment.
Oh, boy, you bet. You bet they should. Yeah, this is a great teaching moment, as we would say in many schools of thought. This is a great time to bring the subject up and remind ourselves of how we should behave and how we should think.
Well, look what it costs Fox News. I mean, Fox Network now has paid out something like $40 or $50 million in claims because they said they did not want to go to court.
Yeah. Well, I think their eye is on tomorrow. Their eye is on the market share. Their eye is on their company, and their eye is on, unfortunately, on the aging of the company patriarch, and the two sons are gonna, and daughter that are going to be taken over. They want to make sure that they create a new and surviving and dynamic network. I'm sure that they're looking at the future on that.
Well, and if a person does feel that they've been harassed, and certainly companies do look to the future, they have shareholders and they have, you know, they have a lot of things going on, and training is crucial because, of course, that also helps the companies say that we've done our part, we've done our due diligence. But anyone who feels that they're being harassed, whether it's sexually or otherwise, they need to know what their corporate policy is. Read your handbook. I mean, every company should provide a handbook. Know who you report it to. With a representative from human resources or your ethics office, have a face-to-face meeting with the person who is harassing you or you feel is harassing you. Let them know this is not acceptable and why. You do it with a third party. Never do it alone. Follow up in writing. Do your who, what, when, where, how, why. Let everybody know what you expect. We have some difficulty sometimes saying, I want this to stop. I want to be treated professionally. What that means is. So we really need to be able to say to our employers exactly what our expectation is and then stick to that. You know, don't let people bully us and don't be hostile either. That's never going to help. It is just never going to help for whoever gets caught, or that's not the right word, but whoever pushes back, you know, it's in football, it's the guy who pushes back who always gets the penalty. Well, it's the same way in life. And so if this is happening to you, you have a right to speak up. And you deserve to be able to work at a job you love and care about without being harassed.
Well, and it's one of those things, too, where you, you know, you really have to take a lot. It takes a lot of courage to be a whistleblower, basically.
Mm-hmm. But you're protected as a whistleblower. It does take a lot of courage, and it takes a lot of effort. You've got to document it all, like we've talked about. It takes a lot of effort. It's tedious. It can be debilitating. So the other thing I would encourage is every company, or a lot of companies, have an employee assistance program. Talk to a counselor or talk to a lawyer as you go through this process. Get some support for you. It's a tough thing to do.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us today. Have been heavy subjects, but good ones. Ann Wilder, thank you very much for being here. Earl Casey, thank you very much as well for being here. We can only wait to see what the next week unfolds. We hope that your week is going to be great and full of fun, and also a wonderful time for growth. It's all a good time for growth. Have a good one.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. What's for dinner tonight? Tired of cooking the same old meals? Can I offer a suggestion? What about Cajun? That's right, Cajun. But wait, I know what you're thinking. Never tried it. Don't know how. Don't have all the ingredients. Well, I got some good news for you. Cajun Mike, host of Cooking with Cajun, has put together a step-by-step instructional video, along with the recipes on how to cook these iconic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and over 150 Cajun and Creole recipes. And it's now available to you. Just think, you can now cook the same dishes that are served in some of the finest restaurants in New Orleans. And listen to this. He will also deliver all the ingredients right to your doorstep. So what are you waiting for? To order your personalized instructional video along with the recipes, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. To order your home delivery, call 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. Yahee! And bon appetit!
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects, and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie Hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.